You're listening to Season 6 of Fried, the Burnout Podcast with your host, Kate Donovan. Fried exists to hashtag end burnout culture, to help listeners release any shame, blame, guilt, or judgment that you have about burning out, and to create spontaneous moments of healing through recognition of shared humanity with other people who have experienced burnout and lived to tell the tale. Fried and its associated Facebook group are free resources provided for you from our hearts. Our paid work includes keynote speaking and one-on-one coaching. You can find information about that at katedonovan.com. And now, here is this week's Healing Packed episode.
Hey, Fried fam. Energy building and usage is a topic that comes up a lot in the Facebook group. People ask, usually about once a week, how long is it going to take to get my energy back? The answer to this is, I don't really know. I'm not sure. It took me about 18 months to start building back up to previous exercise levels, and that seems to be an average-ish amount of time. A very unscientific average, just my observation, but an average-ish timeline. If you feel like you're doing all the right things and you're moving forward in your recovery, but your energy just isn't bouncing back, here are 8 options for places to start. And as per usual, around here at Fried, only choose one of these options at a time, please. Doing too much will lead to doing nothing at all. Choose the one that feels the easiest and start there. When it becomes a habit, add another. Save this episode somewhere so that it's really easy to come back to. Number one option, go see your physician, go see your doctor, get some blood work done. I might sound like a broken record about this, but seriously, if your vitamin D or B12 are low, or if you're anemic or your thyroid is off, you're not going to feel rested and or energized no matter how much mindset work you do. Underline, underline, underline. If you've gone to your doctor and everything seems to look okay, but you're not really convinced everything is okay, if you can afford it, look for a functional medicine practitioner or a naturopath. The Facebook community for Fried is a really good place to ask for recommendations. There's going to be a lot of links in this episode. They will all be in the show notes, so don't worry. And have one of those people give the blood results a one-over. For instance, if your vitamin D is over 30, it will come up as normal for your regular doctor, but functional medicine has shown us that optimal ranges start around 60 or 70. So if you want to dive into this whole topic a bit more, you can go to the Fried episode with Eliza Collins, the Burnout Witch, and learn a ton more about that. Number two, have a very serious look at your sleep. A lot of people, even when they are sleeping all night, aren't getting great sleep. Be sure to be shutting down screens at least an hour before you go to bed. Stop eating at least 2 hours before you go to bed. And if you can throw in a guided yoga nidra meditation, even if it means 15 seconds of screen time, before dozing off, those things will go a long way to helping your sleep be as restful as possible. If you need more help than this, you can go check out the episode on sleep with sleep expert Riley Jarvis. Again, that link will be in the show notes. Number three, H2O, H2O, H2O. You can't have energy without water. If you aren't drinking enough and you know who you are out there, add one more glass a day. Don't aim for a big, massive change. Just add one glass. If you can, pour a glass just before bed, leave it by your bedside, and drink it as soon as you wake up in the morning. We become dehydrated overnight, and giving our bodies that water first thing is super helpful. If you are drinking enough water and it doesn't seem like it's helping, you might need some electrolytes. We like LMNT around here, Drink Element. That will, be in the show notes. They don't sponsor us, but we really like them. And if you're busy having electrolytes from a drugstore that have a ton of sugar in them, you're probably not doing yourself any favors, which leads to tip number four, blood sugar balance. Make sure your meals have protein and fiber in them. I'm not a nutritionist, so I'm not going to be giving you specific numbers to follow or anything like that. But if you're eating a ton of sweets and or a very carb-heavy nutritional basis, that blood sugar adjustment during the day is going to take a massive toll on you. for these things, you can follow the Metabolism Makeover, Carolyn Brownie, and Isabel Smith Nutrition on Instagram. Again, that will be in the show notes. And two of those people also had fried episodes, so those links will be in the show notes too. Number five, check in and be honest about whether or not you're overdoing it, please. Because when you start to feel better, you might be inclined to work like you used to. And you might just not be able to do that yet. If you're overworking, you'll need to take a step back somehow. Learning how to rebalance your life is part of recovery, and it's impossible to feel rested when you're always overworked. Number six, posture and breathing. Did you know that when you're sitting in a crappy position all day and you don't breathe fully, and therefore you don't use energy well, you're basically creating an inefficient machine? Do your best not to slouch and to breathe as deeply as feels safe for you. I know breathing can be a touchy subject for a lot of people, so if it's scary or doesn't feel right to you, don't focus on it. Just focus on the posture portion to start. If you are not an elite athlete, you've probably never paid that much attention to the way you hold your body as you go about your day. But it is an absolutely critical aspect of how much energy you're using during the day. Good posture, better energy usage. So that's awesome. Number seven, slow movement for the win. If you aren't moving because exercise still feels like it's too much, you might need to shift your mindset around what exercise means. Yin yoga, tai chi, qigong, slow walks around your neighborhood are all ways to help move your body that will help your body build energy. In fact, qigong translates into English into energy cultivation. It's literally designed to help you cultivate energy. You can find some awesome free videos on YouTube by Sue Kreitz. Again, will be linked in the show notes. Number eight, get yourself some other care. Let someone else give you treatments that help boost energy. Acupuncture, Reiki, massage therapy, flotation therapy, infrared saunas, sound healing. I could go on and on and on about this. There are so many people out there who have dedicated their lives to crafts that are designed to make your life better. Try them out and stick with one that you like. On Instagram, I love following La Lune Healing for Reiki and other energy healing practices. And Lindsay from La Lune even works with distance healing, so you can get Reiki from her no matter where you are in the world. And lastly, this is just an ask from me. Be patient with yourself, please. The desire to push yourself beyond your energetic means is a piece of what drew you to burnout in the first place. Learning to respect your limitations is a huge lesson. And while it can be tough, learning it will literally make the entire remainder of your life better. So go gentle, listen in, respect your energetic boundaries. You deserve that. I hope that you found this episode helpful. There's a lot of resources in this episode, so all of the links will be in the show notes for you. You won't have to look for them. You can head to Fried's webpage at friedtheburnoutpodcast.com. Pull up this episode. Everything will be there. Super easy to find. And also, particularly this month, we are asking people to review Fried, especially if you're using Apple or Spotify, because those reviews help us chart as a podcast. And we love growing and seeing how many people we can reach. And we get further when we get there together with you. So if you have not left Fried a review, but you love Fried and it helps you heal, I would be super, super grateful for a review on Apple or Spotify. Until next time, be gentle with yourselves, please.